Hey there, and welcome back to Take One, the podcast that brings you just one educational page of Talmud each day. And on today's pages, Bava Metzia 32 and 33, the rabbis ask a seminal question. Who deserves more respect, one's father or one's teacher? Here's how the rabbis get there. A person, they all agree, should take care of his or her own interests first. But when you find a lost object and must return it to your father or to your teacher takes precedence. Why? Because good old dad might have brought you into this world, but your teacher is going to be the one making sure you're ready for and deserving of Olam Haba, the world to come. It's another one of those insights that seem archaic and a little bit abstract until you stop to think about it. As we head into November's presidential elections, we hardly have a more hot-button political issue than parents' rights, the movement that, to summarize a very complicated subject rather poorly, argues that mom and dad, not teachers and principals and superintendents, should determine what's being taught in schools, which books are being read to their kids, etc. One side in this debate, and again, I'm oversimplifying here big time because this is a very short podcast, thinks that parents should have the right to veto what they deem inappropriate because, after all, it's their kids. The other side argues that educators are experts and that unless they're permitted to exercise their expertise and their judgment, they won't be able to deliver much by way of an education. It's a debate that touches all the raw nerves of our culture wars and one that has already decided at least one gubernatorial election in Virginia and may decide more later this fall. Does the Talmud take sides in this debate? On the surface, the answer is sure, yeah. The rabbis, being teachers, come out strongly in favor of, no surprise there, the teachers. But no sooner do they adjudicate thusly than they begin complicating and qualifying their decision. What, they ask, does one mean by teacher? It's not merely someone who has a graduate degree or 6 years of experience or a union card. Rabbi Yossi, kindly, says that a teacher is really anyone who has taught you anything, even if it's just one tiny bit of Torah. Nah, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not nearly enough work to earn an exalted title like teacher. A teacher, he adds, is a title befitting only the person who taught you most of what you know. And Rabbi Meir, always the bold and lofty thinker, argues that one can teach you the written and oral Torah, but not really be your teacher, because your teacher is only the person who teaches you how to think, an exalted and difficult and rare task. This goes on for a while, but on one thing, the rabbis seem to all agree in the end. The act of teaching should be taken very, very seriously, and respect should be given only to those who practice it most diligently and have the greatest impact. It's a lesson we should all learn, teachers first and foremost. Sure, most teachers are underpaid, and yes, many are hardworking idealists toiling away in broken systems and fighting for the right to make a positive impact on their students' lives. But often, that's not our public discourse when it comes to education. The voices we hear from those representing teachers demand something akin to impunity, which is why in New York City, for example, where I live, the nation's largest school system spends a mind-boggling $36,000 per student, more than double or triple most states in the nation, and produces in turn the sort of graduates that make New York State the seventh lowest state in the nation when it comes to literacy rates. In other words, it's a very bad system, in part because bad teachers get sent to so-called rubber rooms where they bounce around for a bit on the taxpayer's dime until they're ready to be circulated back into the classroom and fail some more and fail their students gravely. And when anyone demands change, the teachers' unions cry foul, saying we mustn't do anything to disrespect or disincentivize our teachers. Now, imagine Rabbi Meir as mayor of New York City or governor of Virginia. He would likely have said that we must give our teachers all the support they need and all the pay that they need and all the glory, but in turn, demand of them the highest standards of conduct, performance, and real results. They can't just claim that they're experts and therefore no better simply because they've obtained some not too difficult to obtain graduate degree or because they milled about a classroom for a few years. They must ascend to their pedestal, earn their laurels, merit our respect. And there you have it. The solution, if you will, to one of our thorniest political problems. Raise the compensation for teachers, raise it high, and raise also the standards they must meet to enjoy this golden ticket. It's not at all easy to do. Nothing relating to nurturing young minds ever is, but it's a much better direction than pitting teachers against parents. This has been Take One. If you enjoy the show, and I hope that you do, then you are really going to love the new book just published by me. It's called How the Talmud Can Change Your Life, Surprisingly Modern Advice from a Very Old Book. You can order it now at your local bookstore or directly from the publisher through the link in this here podcast description or through that big online store whose logo is, you know, a smile. As always, please go rate and review Take One on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. You could get your Take One t-shirts and mugs and other swag at tabletstudios.com, and you could subscribe to our weekly newsletter at tabletm.ag/Take One Newsletter. Take One is a Tablet Studios production. The show is hosted by me, Leah Leibowitz, and is produced and edited by Josh Cross, Robert Scaramuccio, Quinn Waller, and Ellie Blyer. Our team also includes Stephanie Butting, Courtney Hazlett, and Tanya Singer. For more information, go to tabletmag.com/takeone or email us at takeone@tabletmag.com. I hope we have made your day a little more Talmudic.